From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Wednesday, the 24th day of July 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is forecasting scattered showers for today and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., then isolated showers between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. We'll run down the rest of the week's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's happening in the local news. At the top of the news, a public hearing has been set for the airport eminent domain. Nathan Mayberg reports in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Government Committee has agreed to move forward with its plan to take a 16-acre parcel in the town of Ghent by eminent domain. The county intends to acquire property at the Meadow Greens Golf Course to create a new safety zone around the Columbia County Airport. The golf course ownership group was offered more than $600,000 for the purchase of 16 acres and easements for an additional 90 acres, but the owners want substantially more. Principal owner Carmen Nero said the group is not in negotiation with the county. He said, and I quote, "They gave me a price and they haven't budged," end quote. The proposed acquisition is based on an airport master plan created by the county in 2003. A public hearing on the matter will be held on August the 14th at 401 State Street in Hudson. You can find that full story in today's Register Star. In other news, the jobless rate in Greene County has gone down and Columbia County's figure remains unchanged. The State Department of Labor reported on Tuesday the unemployment rate in Greene County in June decreased to 7.6% from 8% in May. The Columbia County rate remained unchanged at 7.9%. The jobless rates in other mid-Hudson counties were little changed from May to June. However, the state unemployment rate in June was 7.6%, up from 7.4% in May. The lowest unemployment rates reported statewide included Saratoga, Tompkins, and Putnam counties. And in our final story, Joel Tiner has been cleared in the campaign finance probe. Patricia Doxey reported in the Daily Freeman, Federal Election Commission has closed its investigation into allegations the Dutchess County legislator and one-time congressional hopeful Joel Tiner violated federal election campaign finance laws. Tiner's former campaign treasurer accused him of mishandling bank accounts and campaign expenses during the primary election battle against Julian Schreiberman for the Democratic line in the 2012 19th congressional district election. Tiner denied the allegations. Tiner said on Tuesday, and I quote, "I knew I was right all along. The whole thing was a tempest in a teapot," end quote. You'll find that full story in the Daily Freeman. So we have a weather day where there is no hazardous weather outlooks and no flood watches. For today, the National Weather Service has predicted scattered showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., then isolated showers between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. For Thursday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. And then on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:22 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 40 minutes. So that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 24th day of July 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.